Burnham's sister. Avondale, Currumbong, Australia. January 5th, 1896. Dear Sister Burnham, I have not received a line in regard to your intentions with reference to my work. I greatly need help, and I want you especially to help me. You know how I am situated, and if you can come freely, I will do my best to make you happy. I should mention one thing. I have received the idea that you had for a salary, £2 per week. While on our way to Tasmania, I asked what wages Sister Burnham had, and was told it was £2. I thought I could not venture to pay that sum. $8 per week is all I could engage to pay. I pay Marion $7.50, and she pays her board. You desire to pay your board. You could do this, and secure a room as you desired. So you see how the matter stands. You have stated that while you were laboring for me, you had to work 10 hours per day. If so, it is news to me. Had you intimated the matter to me, you should have had this plan changed. I require nothing unreasonable. If you are in the habit of working 8 hours a day, 8 hours it shall be. The staff is in the hands of my workers. They are not at any time specified the exact hours of labor. I leave that in their own hands. I give them the work, and they must conscientiously know how much time to put in. And I never investigate to see if they are putting in full time, but trust the matter wholly with them. I have now said all that I think it best to say, for I have written you before, but please answer me decidedly one way or the other. I have thought that I should send to South Lancaster for Sister Hall, who is a teacher in the school there, but I do not want to do this if you will come. What do you say? Will you come or not? If you come, we will be more than pleased to have you. Marion is desirous for you to come. We need you now, very much.